Welcome to the Let's Chat with Mikey podcast. Get ready to sit back, relax, and chat with your host, Mikey Majesty Glam, America's most loved catfish, even though he's not about that life anymore. This show is brought to you by MGC Enterprise. MGC, show the inner you.
Welcome to Let's Chat, the podcast where I bring on new guests each week with new subjects, keeping you wondering, oh my god, what's next every time. I'm Mikey, and I'm a week late. I am late this month. I can't believe I'm late this month. Ugh, I have to get tested. Just kidding, but I'm late because last week I had a whole episode planned. Actually settled something with Tracy Barbie, and I was like, okay, this is gonna work, and it didn't work. Surprise, surprise. She's just not. Anyways, today's episode is gonna be fun. I'm talking about Playboy with my friend Penny, who has her own Playboy experiences, and I wanted her to come on here and share it, so she's gonna do that. But before we get her on here, enter to win my mask giveaway. All you gotta do is leave a 5-star review. A reliable person, so if she ever actually wants to be serious, she can come on, but I can't do like the last minute stuff, so yeah, she's not here. Screenshot it, send it to me at Let's Chat with Mikey on Instagram or on the Let's Chat with Mikey Facebook page, and that's all you have to do, honey. I'm giving out masks to everybody, so there's also holiday masks available. Check those out at MikeyGlamCosmetics.com if you'd like to purchase one. There's my favorite one is the one that says ho 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 with the MGC logo, and it's spelled like H-O-E. So yeah, if you're a ho, get that mask. Check it out. I'm like really excited. So yeah, I'm gonna get Penny on here. Woo!
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Oh my god, I'm so glad I got a hold of you. So there's like hundreds of people online that really wanted you on here. So thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on. There's just so many people. They were like, yeah, we need to know what went down with Playboys. So yeah, from the top.
From the top, make it drop. It's a wop.
Well, so how did you like from the beginning, like how did you get into modeling and stuff to begin with? To like...
Well, I always wanted to, I think I remember at a young age wanting to be a Cowboys cheerleader.
Oh, love that.
Yeah. And I remember maybe like preteen or something. And I told my grandmother and she said it was only for blondes and redheads.
Oh, that's so rude.
Like, totally. But anyway, So I kind of gave up on that dream. And as I got a little bit older, I kind of felt like I wanted to do some modeling. But you know how, like, when you're younger, you feel like you have to hurry up and do it, like, when you're still 18? Do you ever, like, feel like that? That, yeah, like, mad rush?
I
like,
do that now. Even. I have do that all the time. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm almost 30.
Well, there's something about, like, when you're 18. I don't know, like. It's like a weird thing. So I felt like I had to do something when I was 18. And this girl told me about modeling. And she's like, look, you should do this magazine. Look at this contest. You can win $25,000. And she showed me a magazine called Galleries, Girl Next Door. And they had an amateur contest. And I went out and bought all these magazines. I bought Playboy. I bought... you know, just a ton of stuff. And the one that she told me about, and I sent in my picture to all of them, and I heard back from Gallery faster. Ooh. Yes. And I took the Gallery opportunity.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I ended up winning that. Like they call you on the phone and everything. Like, it was literally a girl telling me about that magazine that got me in it.
Oh my God.
And then I moved to Texas to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. I trained with the Dallas Cowboys. I did the whole etiquette thing. I did the whole classes. And it's really, really hard. And I thought it was about looks, but it's about being athletic and talented. You have to eat, breathe, sleep cheerleading.
Oh my God, did you do it? Did you eat, breathe, and sleep cheerleading?
I tried, but like there's so much that I couldn't do, like a triple spin and double splits. And but I went through the whole training and I like progressed. And so I really needed that to be a well-rounded model. So I just took that. And then I ended up submitting to Playboy and I got a call back from Playboy within a week, went to do the Playboy shoot, stayed at the mansion.
That's so iconic. So where was the shoot? Like, is it at the mansion or is it at like a separate studio?
It's at a studio, but you get to stay at the mansion.
Oh my God, that's fucking iconic.
So like when you first get there, like one of his girlfriends will show you around and she'll show you the whole place. And then they sent me to this room and it was a dive. It was like a dorm room. It was like a little bunk bed.
Oh no. Did you have to share it with somebody? They like put you in there with like six other girls.
No, but there were other playmates in similar situations like that.
Oh my God. So,
and there was like a big oil stain on the floor. And then I hear about the oil parties.
Wait, okay. So when you first got to the mansion, was Hef like there, like just sitting there, like vibing, or did you not meet him until like after?
I didn't meet him until the party that night. No, the following night, after my Playboy shoot. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, so when you saw Hugh Hefner, was he all like pervy and like, oh, nice trick?
I met him on camera. Or was he like nice? Oh my gosh. Like, I walked in the building and they were filming 60 Minutes broadcast. And Holly was there and he was talking about me and he was talking about this girl from a small town. And he was going on and on about my small town. And then Holly's like, there she is. And then everyone's like turning around and looking at me. And I'm like,
oh my God. Okay. So when you were there, who was there from the girls next door? Just Holly?
And Bridget.
Or wait, Holly and Bridget?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, but this was before they did the show. So he had like quite a few girlfriends and then it narrowed down.
Yeah, so they were like nobody at the time.
Exactly.
Like nobody really knew them.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I met Paris, it was before anyone knew her too.
Oh my God. That's iconic.
Yeah.
But,
like, I just, like, knew who she was. Like, I kind of, like, heard about this girl that was, like, a socialite that flashed her boobs in a magazine by accident, that was dancing on tables, but never really paid too much attention to it. And she had short hair, I think, at that time. But when I met her in California, she just kind of walked up on us. And she was filming something, a TV show. And she just kind of like butted in.
Oh my God. That is okay. So that is like the iconic night. She was wearing that blue
right
top with those jeans. And she just like went right in front of Hef, like all slutty and everything. And Holly was mad.
Right. She was filming a show called E-Celebrities Uncensored.
Oh my God. I want to find that.
I know. It was so amazing. It was so good. So she just like jumps in and I just knew that had to be her. There was just something about her. She had such an aura. She had such a, there's just something about her. And I thought that must be the girl with, you know, with all the money.
The rich fit. I know her. That's the rich bitch with the blonde hair.
And so
hair.
No one really seemed to really like her, or like that she kind of butted in, but she just didn't care.
Well,
or
I love
notice
that
or
for her.
Like take note that. And Hep seemed
I know,
to like
in those clips, that you've posted, like of all the girls lined up and everything, they're all rolling their eyes and everything. You're like the only girl smiling.
And so she You're wasn't like well received, and I was new, so we instantly kind of like just like buddied up and just like danced the night away and had a really good time. And then I remember she lost her purse. Yeah, it was like this white purse. God.
Somebody stole it
in the VIP room. So she looks to me and she's like, "Oh my god, my purse!" And I'm thinking, "Oh my god, this is a millionaire." And I found her purse and I gave it back to her like a sweetheart. Thank you. And I didn't
did
get a reward,
you...
though.
Oh my God. I was just going to say, did she give you like
no.
a 50,000 check for finding it and bringing it back?
No.
You low-key had it like under your dress the whole time.
I mean, seriously, right?
It's so rude. So,
and at that point, still no one acknowledged who this girl was. No one said who she was. I had to like find out later where I see it on TV, and then I figured out who she was.
That's so interesting.
When I saw the clip on TV, and I was like, okay, now that explains this girl that just kind of like rushed up, joins the party.
Love it.
Yeah. And she was really so friendly and like really, I liked her a lot.
Yeah, I was going to ask if she was nice or if any of the girls that pretend to be nice weren't.
I don't like Bridget. She elbowed me.
Ooh. Oh.
We were sitting at a table, and I think I was, like, getting a prime, like, photo shoot moment, unbeknownst to me. And I was, like, on the edge, and she was, like, can you give me some elbow room? And she literally, like, was, like, right in the boob and arm.
Oh, my God.
Like, literally, That's like, so rude. Elbowed me. It was the weirdest thing.
Bridget Marquardt. Elbows people in those tits.
Totally. I don't like her. Like, she's a rat.
That's funny. Well, you can kind of like tell that she might be a little low-key bitchy because I don't know. She just has something to her. Like, she tries to come across as like sweet and stuff, but I remember her doing some shady shit.
Yeah. Remember when they were saying like she feeds people alcohol? She did that to me.
Yeah. She said that she. Like to feed girls or just give girls alcohol all the time so that they wouldn't feel good the next day for their shoot.
Yeah, she did that to me.
She's jealous. So rude.
Yeah. And then there was this other girl that was like a playmate, and this is literally documented on film. And like we're dancing and I'm like shining and like they're filming me. And this playmate like literally points off somewhere and she's like, "Oh, over there, go over there." Like she was trying to get me out of the camera.
Oh my god, jealousy.
Are you serious?
They all wanted that camera.
And I'm like looking over there like, what? Like, huh? Like, oh my god, they're so psycho there. But I will say, as far as Holly goes, I felt like she, now that I read the book, I understand it more. But a lot of people were scared of her and intimidated by her.
That's interesting. Because she was, like, young back then, too, for everybody to be, like, so scared of her.
Yeah.
Did you think that Holly's... I mean, it's not like you lived there for, like, 7 years
no,
or anything.
No, she was there for a long time, huh?
Yeah, like, did you think that Holly's book was, like, did you witness anything that she was talking about that was going down there? Like, were you offered any thigh openers?
I did see that it was a half of a pill that he was passing around.
A half a pill.
Yes, there was a half of a pill, but when I asked what it was, no one had answers what it was.
They're just like, I don't know.
So I just like stashed it in my bag.
Oh my God, you should have sold it on eBay.
Yeah, I can't find it now. I don't know what happened, but.
Oh my God, that's crazy though. I'm not like trying to laugh at that, but like, holy shit.
So, and then like we go back, we were in the limo, and then we get out, and I don't know where I'm going, and I follow the orgy. There's an orgy that goes down every whatever night, you know?
Oh, like to his bedroom?
Yeah. A lesbian orgy.
Yeah. Did you hang your panties on his chandelier?
Oh my God. So they got like this weird thing that goes on. So I'm like following the orgy and I'm with Hef, you know, because I'm the last to get out. Clearly I'm the bottom bitch, right?
Love that. So you're the main.
So I'm the last to get out. And this playmate that I don't know, she's like, oh, you might want to go this way. This is the cottages, you know, the raggedy little places that when you're not sleeping with him, honestly.
Oh my God. So
I know.
Rude.
So rude.
They're like, oh, you could just sleep in these bunk beds then.
So she's like, this is the way to the cottage. And I'm like, okay. So I follow her. The phone rings and they're calling me in the playmate's room. And it's Bridget. And Bridget is on the phone and she's like, hey, I didn't want you to feel roped back into, you know, feeling roped back into going back to the cottage. Why, you can come and have a joint or play with the girls. But
so they're like trying to finesse you to get you up in there.
She said, if you can bring a thong, but if you take off your panties, you're inviting him to have sex with you, just so you know.
So you're like, okay, let me get my
That's what
thong.
We did for like an hour. We were like looking for thongs. So I made the other playmate go with me. We were just going to go smoke a joint. So we go the whole way across the football field. Her shoe breaks and she's like, oh my God, that's an omen. We shouldn't do this. And I'm like, no, girl, grab your Gucci. Let's go. And she's like, oh, what? So we go anyway with her, you know, broken shoe. We get there and because first of all, I didn't even know where to go. Okay. I needed this girl. She needed to go with me. I didn't know where to go.
It's a big ass place.
Yeah. Broken shoe or not, honey. Anyway, so I was trying to get my weed bad. So I go, we knock on the door and all the girls answer the door, but Bridget, the one who called me.
Ooh, Bridget, where the
exactly.
fuck you are,
honey? And they're all in towels, hair in a towel. So the playmate screams really weird. The girl I'm with, she says how we're just here to smoke a joint, but she said it like the most strangest way.
She's like, we're just here to smoke marijuana, not have sex.
And they're like, oh, that's gone. And then we were like, okay,
so
well.
Only one joint in the whole Playboy mansion?
We're like, okay. And then we just turned around and we were out of there. Just, that was it.
So they only kept one joint in there?
That was so weird. I mean, that's what we were going for. Why would we go in? So.
They're like, sorry, we each only get one hit.
It was the fucking around looking for the panties.
Oh, nor.
Whatever.
So how long did you end up staying there? Like, did you stay there multiple different times or was it just the one
okay,
time?
Okay, so then after that, after you do your photo shoot, you do your video, you usually work on like one photo shoot literally a day. Like one shoot, one photo.
Oh, okay, yeah, I want to hear about
the photo
shoot.
It seems like one photo a day. One pose, one look, or whatever it seems like. So, and then after that, you start getting invited, invited to parties. Like, they literally call you on the phone and invite you to parties, and you can stay at the mansion on the grounds in like the Playmate house.
Oh my God. Okay, so they have like that. I heard that they have the grading thing when girls come to parties where they're like A, B, C, D. So you were like an A or a B, Avi.
I'm not sure on that. That could be like the guest list, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I heard about that from like a few different girls saying that like they grade people. Like, so it's based off of like A and B can always be invited, and then like it past that, it's like, we'll have them sometimes.
Oh, is that from their models?
Yeah, I think it's just like in general, like when any girls go over there, I think they like get placed into, or they would get placed into some file or something, and they would pick the guest list for parties off of that. Oh,
wow. I think if you're like currently modeling, because I know like some of the girls were like, are you going to come to the parties? And I was like, I don't know. Am I invited? Like, no one really tells you what goes down. So I know, like, weird. No one really fills you in. You just kind of like.
So are the cameramen, like the photographers, weird, or do they make you feel comfortable when you're shooting? Or are they like, yeah, honey, show me that ass?
They're pretty professional. So okay, so I'm in the makeup chair, and the makeup lady's like, so are you going to sleep with Hef? And I hadn't even met Hef yet, and she's already asking me this. And I'm like, what? Like, that's weird. All these people are asking me, am I getting ready to sleep with Hef, a man I've never even met, and I'm a model?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, oh my God, if this was like the Me Too time.
Oh, seriously, that whole thing would be shut down.
And I was like, what? Like, that's fucking weird. And she goes, well, just, you know, she's like, everybody gets the invite.
Everybody. Oh my God, that's like sick, actually.
I know. Isn't that weird? And then she goes on to tell me that, oh my God, this is like so scandalous, that she said all the blondes are so stupid that they thought they were going to London and needed a shot, but really they all probably got a disease. And he told them they all needed a shot, and they went and got the shot that they didn't need to go to London.
A shot for what?
Possibly an STD. Like, this makeup artist just started telling me all this stuff. And then she also said that her boyfriend worked as a butler or something, and that he saw that Hef had herpes medication.
Oh my God. Well, that gets brought up in the book too. And Holly, I don't think she confirmed or denied it. She just said that there was like a rumor going around that there was like STDs going around there, but she didn't really confirm or deny it either, now that I think about it.
So anyway, and then this photographer talks to me, and he's kind of like asking me if I was going to sleep with him also. And I said, well, do I get playmate status? And he said, there's no guarantee. And I was like, I'm not a gambler. Like, I need to know.
Yeah, like, you don't have to fuck for a
tennis bracelet. No, I need to know. You know what I mean? And then so the makeup artist is telling me what's up. And it seems like those that are
sleeping with him. Shout out to the makeup artists. Always filling the tea. It seems like
those that are sleeping with him have bigger bedrooms. Okay.
Oh. And then the ones that aren't sleeping with him are the ones that are like in the bunk bedrooms. That's interesting, and also fucks up. So it's like he's bribing them in a way too, because if there's girls that like want to get everything they can out of it, and obviously they're gonna do it
right. You start young. At the bottom, and you get like the bunk bed in the greasy room.
They're like, I'm gonna work my way up to Kendra's
okay
room.
So as far as like the haunted thing, this is like really weird, is that I was all alone in the cottage, and there's this old-timey toilet, and it's like this little thing that you pull the handle type of toilet. It flushed on its own.
Ew. Yeah,
that is. That's creepy. And I was too afraid to go look, but I knew no one was there.
Oh my God. I would die. That's scary. Well, there's like a lot of stories about hauntings there. I'm sure it is haunted. I'm sure it still is. Like, they're renovating it and everything right now, too. It's probably disturbing all the spirits.
Yeah, there's definitely something going on in the cottage is what it's called. I use your products.
I think you're an icon, like, for real. And where could people find you on the interwebs if you choose to accept their follow requests? This is for girls. Girls only follow her.
Princess Punch Your Face on Instagram.
Woo! Go follow Princess Punch Your Face on Instagram. That's Princess Punch UR Face.
So yeah. I give a thumbs up to Paris Hilton. I give a thumbs up to Holly. I give a thumbs down to Bridget. Okay.
Oh my God. Mm.
Do, 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 do.
Okay, so,
so yeah, we touch base on a lot of things. And by the way, I love your makeup.
Okay, so in conclusion, Bridget's a douche. Everyone else is nice.
Exactly.
Just kidding. I'm sure she's so nice.
Everyone loves her. I don't get it, but
no, I feel like she could be a little bitchy. Yeah. I can see that. I want to get her on here next. And yeah, I hope that you have an evening of excellence. And yeah, you're welcome back anytime. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for coming on here and sharing some fun tea. That was so fun.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Let's Chat with Mikey podcast.
So that was my girl Penny. Love her so much. And I love all of her crazy stories. She has like the best stories to share. So if you guys are interested in hearing some more of her Playboy Days experiences or even just her celeb stories, she has some good celeb stories to share, like with Paris Hilton. Also, there might be a slight audio change. It's because I'm now recording on my headphones because I'm going to take a phone call or two. Just let us know if you're interested in that because I'll gladly bring her back on. If you haven't already heard, I do have a phone number for you to call and leave a voicemail for the podcast. And that number is 917-830-4442. So call in, leave your voicemails, and I'll play them on here.
Hi, Mikey. My name's Savannah. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, about 45 minutes away from Pittsburgh. I'm nearly 20 years old. I turned 20 in April. I have issues with bullying and self-esteem, and people have been bullying me ever since I moved to PA when I was 9. I need help. I need your help with confidence and self-esteem. How can I be the fullest to my extent without being so sad and depressed? People are bullying me all the time. I'm sick of it. Like, I could just deck a bitch in the face, but I don't. I have too much love in me for that. What can I do, Mikey? Please send help.
Do whatever makes you happy, because the more happy that you are with yourself, the more that you're not even going to give a fuck about other people's opinions. And I know it's hard to do at first, but just try doing things that make you happy or things that interest you. Hi, Savannah. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate you listening. My best advice for you would be for when it comes to the bullies, just, I know it's hard, but just try to realize that there's something going on with them and they have issues, so they have to bully you to make themselves feel better. And just try to think about it like that, like how sad their lives are that they have to take it out on somebody they don't even really know just because their lives are miserable. So just keep living your life and doing what you do and try and think of it as they're the ones that have issues here, not you, because you're not doing anything wrong. And when it comes to confidence, I would just say, I know it's not like the best advice ever, but it's what works for me. And whenever I get hate, whether it's online or just people in general, I mean, sometimes it can get to you, but I don't even let it bother me because I know that it's an issue with them and not me. Yeah, don't let haters bring you down. Not even worth it. You're gorge, you're hot. And yeah, we're both like around the same age. And I know that people can be assholes, but all you really have to do is not pay attention to them and maybe just say, aw, poor thing, and move on. Just know that you're that bitch. All right, you guys, thank you so much. And I really appreciate you. I love you so much. Like I said, if you're interested in having Penny back on and listening to a little bit more about her story, let me know and I will have her back on next week. I think she's really fun, love her so much, and love her story. She's a really good storyteller. So thank you to Savannah for calling in, and thank you to everybody who listens. Like I said in the beginning, I'm going to go over it one more time. If you want to get a free MGC face mask, leave a review, screenshot it and send it to me on the podcast Instagram or Facebook. And make sure you check out letschatwithmikey.com. I post little news stories from the show on there, and you can also find a complete list of different places you could listen. If you want to call in and be in next week's episode, just call 917-830-4442 and leave your message. Be safe, responsible, and respectful. Have a sparkling, sexy, beautiful, elegant, and fierce day or evening of excellence. And yeah, love you, mean it. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. At Let's Chat with Mikey is the podcast Instagram. At Mikey.glam is the host Instagram. This podcast is brought to you by Anchor.fm and MGC Enterprise. MGC, show the inner you.